Welcome to your Commissioners Court meeting for March the 1st, 2010. We'll begin our meeting with an invocation led by Commissioner Domain, the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Sinegal. Will you stand?
Our Heavenly Father, we bow before you to acknowledge your grace and your majesty, to ask that you lead us and guide us, keep us on the path that you would have us to follow, so that the things we say and do pleasing in your sight for the betterment of our community. Lord, we ask that you put your arms around people around the world that have suffered disaster, need your help, need your support, need your comfort. Lord, we ask that you do the same for our servicemen and women, putting their life at risk around the world so that we can enjoy this great democracy. Things in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Right, pledge with me.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Take the items under purchasing. Item A, there's been no bid on that, so we'll pass it. Item B, receive and file bids for IFB for Jefferson County Courthouse Masonry and Window Restoration. Item C, approve specifications for IFB for Hangar Number 5 lease at Southeast Texas Regional Airport. Item D, approve specifications for IFB for the Airport Hangar Number 2 building lead paint abatement specification. Item E, award IFB dual frequency diver hell sonar system for Jefferson County to C.A. Richards and Associates in the amount of $82,250. Item F, execute, receive, and file the acceptance of this IFB for the sonar equipment in the amount stated. Item G, consider and possibly approve renewal of IFB for a term contract on, for adult side for the Jefferson County Mosquito Control District for a period of March 1st, 2010 to February 28th, 2011. Then item H is to execute, receive, and file this term contract for adult side. Item I, consider and possibly approve job order contract with Jamel Construction for the repair of the Jefferson County Polling Building. It's 417-1 at 2202 Hebert in the amount of $7,130 due to Hurricane Ike damage. Item J, receive and file job order contract with Jamel regarding this damage to the polling place. Item K and L has been requested tabled. Is there a motion on these items?
So moved.
Have a motion and a second. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it, it's unanimous. County Commissioners. Item A, receive and file executed interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the City of Bevel Oaks for the provision, food establishment, permitting, and inspection service. Item B, consider and possibly approve a resolution certifying urgent need conditions within Jefferson County. Item C, consider authorizing the county judge to execute a real estate sales contract and option to lease between Jefferson County and Richard Design Services, Inc. for the sale of the building referred to as the Postal Encoding Facility. Item D, Consider and possibly approve a proclamation recognizing the 75th anniversary of Mobile All Federal Credit Union. Item E, consider and possibly encourage all citizens of Jefferson County to participate and be counted in the 2010 census, which is ongoing because this is vital information needed for our country. Item F, consider and possibly approve a proclamation recognizing the 85th birthday and service of Mr. Don Bowman, who is present with us today. Is there a motion on these items?
So move.
Have a motion and a second. Discussion?
Judge, I've been asked to comment a little bit on item C pertaining to the real estate sales contract and option between Jefferson County and Richard Design Services. Just for the record, and I want to make sure that the general public is aware of this, there's been some information that was disseminated and which was in error and has caused some concerns by some people who happened to pick up on that information. And for clarification purposes, I just want to make sure everybody was aware. We, the Postal Encoding Center, also known as Annex 3, was put out for bid several years ago. We received no bids the first round. It was subsequently used by disaster relief efforts, both from Rita and Hurricane Ike. Went through quite a bit of damage to itself, which we have repaired. And this court decided to put it back out for bid again to sell as a public asset. We went through the proper procurement processes. We advertised it both locally and to an international organization called LoopNet, which is for commercial real estate. And as a result, we only had it on the market for some, 190 days, 120 days, something like that. We received one bid, and it was from a local company, RDS Enterprises. And that bid was brought forth to the court, and it was within about 3 or 4% of the actual appraised value that we'd gotten from a certified appraiser. And consequently, this court approved the sale of that facility at $2,111,000. And like I said, it was appraised by a certified appraiser, and it was less than 4% difference. So we thought it was a good use of to get the county funding for that building. Subsequent to that, we also felt that we had some needs for future growth that we may have to have from lease space. The sheriff's office has a considerable damage to their facility that may have required them to vacate 6,000 feet. There's some other issues. And we were going to be looking for approximately 10 to 14,000 square feet of lease space, possibly. It's not even a guarantee. But we negotiated a deal with the buyer of the facility. If and when the county should need the space as an option, we would have an option to lease it back up to 14,000 feet. We don't pay anything for it until we do lease the space, and the negotiated price was $1 a square foot. That includes all utilities, insurance, taxes, and everything else. That is a, if any of you deal with real estate, you know that that's a heck of a deal. So we actually cut a very lucrative deal with being able to exercise that option and acquire that space at some point in the future, only if we need it. There's been some misnomers out there, and a lot of people said we had agreed to lease it back for the same amount he paid for it. That's absolutely incorrect. So this is putting $2.1 million in the bank for Jefferson County. We don't pay anything for the lease until such time we need it, and we have an option to do that over a five-year period. So I just want to let the general public know that if anybody's got any questions about it, please contact me. I helped negotiate the deal, but the court has been the final approval on this, but everything was above board. And in my opinion, it's a win-win, and we're good to go on this. And today we will take the final vote to actually execute the agreement. So if anybody's got any concerns, please see me after court today or the other commissioners. Thank you.
Judge, if I may, I'd like to congratulate Commissioner Arnold. It was a good deal for the county, just with a straight sale.
like you said, it was within 4% of appraised value, but it, more than that, it kept a very important company here in Jefferson County. It put a lot of very important business in downtown Beaumont that we might have lost to another county. I hate the fact that they left Mid-County, but the fact is it was just not a facility in Mid-County to accommodate them. It really is a win-win, and I've got to congratulate you, Commissioner, because it was a sweet deal, just a direct sale, but then when you went back and negotiated and locked in a price for $1 square foot for lease space that we otherwise may have paid substantially more for on the open market, then it's a really, really sweet deal for the county, and it's a great deal for Reshore Design Services. So I hate that there was misinformation apparently purposely put out there in the public to misrepresent the entire situation. And I hate that you got beat up over doing something that was really a great thing for the county, but I congratulate you, and I thank you for that extra effort.
I want to ditto that, but I also want to add to it, the carrot is this property is back on the tax roll, and that's very important because it is now a privately owned property that people be paying taxes on. So it's a plus for us, and Commissioner, I know you hated leaving Mid-County, but me and Commissioner Arnold, we own up.
The buyer has indicated, at least initially, that anywhere from 150 to 300 new jobs or jobs that will be moving into that area, some of them new, to occupy that space once it's renovated. So it will have a very positive impact on downtown Beaumont. The restaurants and other facilities there, I'm sure, will see the benefit from this once everything is finalized. So we appreciate your indulgence on this, and hope if you did get the bad information, you will better understand now that this was a good deal for the county, and we're proud to have RDS purchase that facility from us. It has been sitting vacant now for 3 years, and it hadn't been doing anybody any good except a few law enforcement using it for some activities that they had. But it does, as Commissioner Alford said, it puts it back on the tax rolls, brings jobs to downtown Beaumont area, and plus it gives us an opportunity at some point in the future, if we choose to exercise that, to get some really cheap lease space for during our restoration of the courthouse or other issues that may come up. With that said, there was one other thing that Jeff Brannick, who was working on this LOI, wanted me to put forward, and that is that on the lease agreement, which I don't think you have a copy in front of you, recommend that we strike out the county will maintain general liability insurance, naming the owners insured. That has been proposed to be eliminated, and I think it's with the agreement of the buyer as well. So this is going into official record that needs to be added to the motion. Is that correct, Tom? Okay. Glad you want to see this. It's number 8 there. Sorry about all the discussion, but I felt it was important.
It is important.
I wanted to join Commissioner Domain in his comments about the work and the effort you've put in on this, Commissioner Arnold, and thanks to your help, assistance, and expertise, we're able to do a good thing for the county. We do appreciate you.
I enjoyed doing it, but it was a team effort. The purchasing department and your office were integral parts in making sure everything got done as it should be. So thank you as well.
Yes, sir. We have a very special guest today in court, and I'm going to embarrass him and ask him if he will to come up to the speaker's podium and bring his staff and our family with him. Mr. Don Bowman. I want to read something to you, and then be glad to have your comments. This proclamation honors Mr. Donald Bowman. It says, whereas Donald Bowman will celebrate his 85th birthday on March the 3rd, 2010. And whereas Donald Bowman has served our county and Jefferson, our country and Jefferson County unselfishly for so many years. And whereas Donald Bowman served valiantly as a Marine during World War II and received the Purple Heart. And whereas Don Bowman served as the plant manager of Goodrich Gulf, as a founder of the Plant Managers Association for the Golden Triangle Industrial Area of Southeast Texas, as chair of the Texas Association of Business Region 6, chair of the Texas Association of Business Local Chapter, president of the Port Neches Rotary, president of the Port Neches Chamber of Commerce, president and chair of the Junior Achievement and the Don Bowman Leadership Award, chair of the Advisory Board of the Salvation Army, a member of Hewen School, board member of Mid Jefferson Hospital, and a member of the Association of Chemical Industry of Texas. And whereas Donald Bowman has distinguished himself in earning a BS degree in chemical engineering, whereas Don Bowman has continued to display a character that is worthy of emulating by virtue of his numerous contributions to charitable organizations, and he has earned the respect of all who know him. Now, therefore, the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim March 3rd, 2010, Donald Bowman's birthday in Jefferson County. And we all urge all citizens to recognize the accomplishments and the services of Donald Bowman.
What an honor. I appreciate it. I thank you very much. And all the accolades that you read, if you live long enough, you're going to have some of those. I thank you very much, the court, and I thank you for your indulgence in taking the time of the using our taxpayer money to pay me out. Appreciate that very much. Thank you all so much. I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you. Thank all of you. Okay, items under county auditor. Who did? Oh, I didn't, we didn't vote. Okay, any more discussion on the commissioner's court agenda item?
Do we have anybody representing this mobile credit?
That would be like yes.
No, oh, good, great. Yeah, where are you here? Where is it? Wait a minute. I found mobile. That was Magnolia, wasn't it? You want to read that, Commissioner?
Yes, sir. Whereas Mobile Oil Federal Credit Union is celebrating 75 years of service to Jefferson County, and whereas in 1935, you were right out of high school, weren't you?
Just read the
Whereas in 1935, a group of Magnolia refinery workers in Beaumont realized the needs to provide financial assistance for co-workers and employees, and each contributed the funds to secure the original charter for Magnolia Employees Beaumont, Texas Federal Credit Union. And whereas in 1941, women were invited to join the credit union, And whereas the credit union has undergone name changes to Magnolia Federal Credit Union, and finally, the Mobile Oil Federal Credit Union. And whereas several new employee groups were brought into the credit union's field of membership, which required expansion to several branches and new buildings with expanded services for its members. And whereas in 2002, the credit union was granted a charter to be a community-based rather than a select employee group credit union. And whereas in 2004, TexUS Credit Union merged with Mobile Oil Federal Credit Union to allow even more expansion of services. And whereas Mobile Oil Federal Credit Union employees have continued to increase their ongoing participation in many charitable organizations such as LifeShare Blood Center, Children's Miracle Network, March of Dimes, and Muscular Dystrophy. Now, therefore, the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim the week of March 1st through 7th, 2010, to honor the 75th anniversary of Mobile Oil Federal Credit Union in Jefferson County, Commissioners Court of Jefferson County.
Thank you, Commissioner. And thank y'all for all you've done. I know none of you were here 75 years ago.
I think George Brett probably.
Sorry,
George.
Yeah, George. Anyway, done a wonderful work here.
Y'all have any comments you'd like to make today?
My name is Bob Hamer. I'm the current president of the organization.
Okay.
And just briefly to say, it's been wonderful being here in the community, and we're pleased to be here. There were 45 people that started this company with $538, I think, George,
well,
in 1935. And within 6 months or so, they had grown to the large total of $10,000 and had about 700 members. And today we're about 40,000 members strong, just crossed $330 million in size, and serving, as they say, 40,000 members throughout the community now, Southeast Texas. And it's great to be here. We got a wonderful staff, and I invite you to come in anytime you'd like to. And this is our board member right here, Tony Lucenti. One of our board members came by. He's been doing that for quite a few years. We've got board members, most of them on the board, been there in excess of 20 to 25 years.
Wow.
It's a pleasure having them in a good group. So thank you, commissioners.
Thank you for being here. Okay. County auditor, did we vote? Come on, Sheila. Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. County auditor. Item A, payment of regular county bills, check number 336039 through check number 336300. Is there a motion on
I'll
that?
I'll move for approval.
We have a motion and a second. Discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. County treasurer. Item A, receive and file amended investment schedule for January 2010. Is there a motion on that?
Mm-hmm.
Have a motion and a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. Engineering. Item A, consider and possibly approve final plat of Outback Acres, lot 1 through 3. Being an 8.757 acre of land and part of the William Carr Survey, abstract number 102, Jefferson County. This property is located in Precinct 2. Is there a motion on that? Have a motion and a second. And a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. Is there any further business? If not, we are adjourned, and thank you for coming.